Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Hello and welcome to Nerd Party News, the show on the Nerd Party where we talk about the news. I'm Mike.
I'm Lance.
And it is June 20th, 2021 at 10:10 a.m. And yeah, we're going to talk about the news this week. but before we get into that, The Bachelorette is going strong. It's episode 2. Anything exciting happening?
Yeah, there's a somewhat of a cliffhanger. It didn't end with the traditional rose ceremony this week. And like before we even got there, like there was some, of course, there was some drama, and there are these two dudes who know, or they're both from San Diego, and they both know each other and both don't like each other. And they're both just so happen to be contestants on the same Bachelor season. And
I'm sure that wasn't planned at all.
I know. Right. And so one of the, and so on the, I think it was the second group date that Katie did, they had the dudes, you know, basically mud wrestle and stuff. And of course they were paired up against each other, and it was like they were going after each other. And so she kind of notices that there's some animosity there, and she tries to get to the bottom of to see, like, you know, what the deal is or anything. And like, she ends up sending one of the dudes home because it's like, well, one of you is lying to me. And then after that, like, you know, she was pretty bummed out about it, because basically it's just like, hey, I want to make sure people are here for the right reasons. And there's this one dude in the group that I really don't like, and I didn't like him from the second I saw him on screen. And he's this like motivational speaker from, I can't even remember where he's from. And I was just like, well, first of all, like, motivational speakers, I don't like him. And then number two, this dude just looks like an absolute jerk. And so, he starts like even more drama on the night of the rose ceremony. And then like all the dudes like kind of turn on him. So it's already getting spicy.
Exciting.
Already getting spicy.
I keep on meaning to watch an episode, but I just haven't had the time. But I'll try. I will try.
It's darn good television.
All right. Well, did you watch anything else this week?
Loki episode 2.
Yeah. I saw that too. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to watch it again because I wasn't really in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
I usually wake up at, like, you know, 5:30 in the morning on Wednesdays and watch it before work so that I don't get spoiled on the internet.
Yeah.
But as we were just talking about off mic, I was just at the baseball game on Tuesday night.
Yep.
And because of that, we didn't get home until late. And I was like, I'm going to wait. We can just watch it after work. So after work, I needed to go to my friend's house to feed his cat. And then I was going to come home. I was going to get some pizza and come home, and we were going to watch Loki. And I go to feed my friend's cat, and I park in front of his house, and I go in to feed the cat. I'm feeding the cat, giving it belly rubs and stuff like that. And I'm sitting in the kitchen or standing in the kitchen, and I hear what sounds like maybe like a bookcase fell over, like upstairs or something.
Oh, dang.
And I'm like, are they home? Am I, cause he was out of town, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm like, are they home? What am I, you know? And then I hear these like fire trucks and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, is there something going on outside? And I look outside, and there's a car on its side, and there's my car, and basically the entire back passenger side was just obliterated.
What?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well,
oh my God.
I guess I'm not going to be watching Loki anytime soon. So, you know,
wow.
I mean, had to go through all that stuff and whatever. And then I got home at like midnight. And wow. I'm like, well, let's watch Loki, even though it's, you know, midnight and I need to be up in like 6 hours. So we watched it. And I'm like, okay. That's fine.
That is a crazy story, and it's crazier than anything that happened on Loki this week. That's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I did enjoy what I saw, but
yeah,
you know,
it was a good episode. But your story is way better.
I guess so. We'll see how it ends. I'm still waiting for the body shop to tell me whether or not my car is totaled, but signs point to yes. He's like, well, I haven't taken it apart yet, but so far we're already at like 25% of the cost of the car, and then just like taking it apart will be like another 25%. So, you know, yeah, I think my car is a goner. So because of that, I basically haven't watched anything aside from Loki and the Bad Batch. That was it.
Okay. So, yeah. I need to catch up on the Bad Batch. I've still, you know, again, I haven't really been watching a whole lot. I've made sure I watch The Bachelorette and Loki, but mm-hmm. outside of that, I've, you know, again, like the NBA playoffs, man, this was a great second round so far.
I've heard there were some classics.
There have been some classics, and it's this whole playoff run has been very, very interesting. We're going to get a brand new champion this year. And I think there's only two teams left in it that have actually won one in the history of the NBA. There's a chance that, like, yeah, we're likely going to get a brand new champion, or we're going to get somebody who has won one in a very, very long time.
Yeah, that's good.
That is good. And so it's exciting. So yeah, I've basically been paying attention to that, and then all of the nonsense and ridiculousness that was going on the internet this week. What a week for the internet!
I think I missed most of that, to be honest. I don't know.
I mean, from the Batman controversy.
I did catch that. I've been staying current on that one. You know, I love it all, but if anything good comes out of that, I hope it's that people now finally will realize that Harley Quinn is one of the best shows on television, and they should definitely be watching it because it's amazing.
It's really funny. And also, you know, Batman is like, he makes that hero's journey, right? Like, let's be real here. Heroes do that DC.
Yeah, of course. But I think that might have backfired on them because
of course it did,
because
it's DC. Of course it did.
Yep.
And I even have to, you know, give props to my boy Zack Snyder. I throw shade at him a lot.
Yeah.
But like, you know, him coming in with the final tomahawk dunk on everything was great.
Did he draw that picture? Or where
no, he had that commissioned.
Okay. All right. I was trying to figure out who drew that. But because it looks like a piece of comic book art,
it looks like something that Frank Quietly did, and it'd be interesting if that is who actually in fact did that for him. But I mean, that might be Snyder's masterpiece right there.
Yeah,
that is his free throw line dunk. That is his game 7 walk off homer.
Yep, good stuff. Yeah, I mean, speaking of DC stuff. So there was another reveal for the Flash movie.
Yep.
The Supergirl costume,
mm-hmm.
which they, I mean, I think the director first posted it and then they posted it on everything else, you know, the DC account.
Yeah.
The actor who's playing Supergirl posted it and everything. And she put like an X at the end of it. I don't know if that was intentional or what that could mean. But to me, I'm like, does that mean she's from Earth X? I don't know. You know?
Well, she's not evil. So that eliminates that.
Well, no, but I mean, there could be. I guess the Earth X Supergirl is evil, right?
So, yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's. What did you think about the costume?
Well, I saw that, you know, the red shoulders, and I was thinking, I was like, well, which Supergirl has that? Because I think we know that Sasha Kale is not going to be the traditional Kara Zor-El. Mm-hmm. I think that's safe to assume, and I think she's probably going to be Laura Kent,
okay,
Supergirl. And so I was like, cool.
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice that, but I did notice that it was very reminiscent of the Zack Snyder Superman, right?
Yes,
in terms of the styling and everything, which I guess makes sense, right? It'd have to be,
yeah. So my thoughts were, I was like, is basically trying to figure out like which Supergirl she's playing. That's where my thoughts went. Mm-hmm. And then my second thought was, so there have been three symbol reveals for this movie. The first one was Batman, and then the second one was the Flash, and then the third one is the House of Elcrest for Supergirl. And it's just funny to me that in his own movie, the Flash was not the first costume or symbol reveal.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that means that if it's not
nobody cares about the Flash, you know.
So why are they making a movie with his name in the title?
I have no idea, but yeah. You know, I mean, hey, it's
one of those. Stay on that.
Okay. So is Mad Max the star of Mad Max Fury Road, or is it Furiosa? And more importantly, is it not a masterpiece because of it?
Well, see, that Mad Max Fury Road, Mad Max is not the star of that, because it's like this is a different thing. But the thing is, with it's part of that franchise. If you're going to say the Flash movie, right, that implies that your lead character is going to be the Flash, and all of the marketing has been not him at all.
Well, but we're still we're not even into like marketing, right? I mean, they just started shooting the thing, right?
It's still not going to be. It's all going to be, you know, Keaton and Kale and all these other people, and okay, except for Captain Choker, Ezra Miller. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, we shall see.
But Fury Road is really good.
Of course it is. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'll happily eat crow if it's good, but but based on track record, not looking like it.
I don't know. Like I said, you know, it's written by Christina Hodson. Every movie she's written so far has been fantastic. So
we shall see. You
know, every movie that Michael Keaton has played Batman in has been fantastic. So you know,
I mean, I love them, but not both of them aren't fantastic.
Oh, they are fantastic. They are both fantastic. I'm curious as to which one you think is not, to be honest. Or either. I don't know.
No, I love both of those, but yeah. I wouldn't say both of them are fantastic.
You'd say both of them are not?
I would, like, one of them, I would say, is not fantastic. It's good.
Which one?
Returns.
Okay. Yeah, you know, I mean, I totally get it. You know, I mean, like, the first one is more, you know, kind of like on point and everything, but mm-hmm. Returns, I mean, I probably pretty much watch it every Christmas, but I did rewatch it this Christmas. Yeah. And
again, like, don't get it twisted. I love them, right?
but watching it this year, I was just like, something about it clicked in a way that hasn't for a while with me. And it's just like, this movie is so weird and
yes, I know.
But it's also like you could tell like an artistic vision, you know, whereas like the first one is very much like Tim Burton is making a movie for a studio and it's going to be the biggest movie ever made.
It's like still Returns, his vision though.
It is. But with Returns, it's like now that I did that, mm-hmm. I can do whatever I want. So cool. Here you go, guys.
And what were the consequences of him doing whatever he wanted?
One of the best movies ever made. I don't know. You know?
Him not on the project moving forward. That's what happened.
Oh, that. Yeah. Well, who cares about that? You know? I don't think that he does. But whatever. I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited for sure.
Okay.
So, DC with their TV shows, I can't mm-hmm. keep up with all of them. You know, the Arrowverse is my only focus right now, right? Okay. I cannot deviate from that course. But, you know, I do see these trailers and stuff for Titans, and I think, well, that looks interesting. Mm-hmm. And there was a new trailer for season 3 of Titans today.
Yep.
Or this week. So have you been keeping up to date on Titans?
Yeah, I'm up to date on Titans.
So what do you think about this new trailer?
I like the trailer. And the show, like, the show for me, like, it just has so much potential. And when I was watching the show, because, like, I had only heard, you know, that it was bad originally, like, from other people. And then, like, from some close friends, there's some that really, really liked it. And so I watched it and I tried to be, you know, as open-minded as I possibly could. And I love the show. It just has a lot of problems. but yeah. Like through it all, like I still love the show. Mostly because I love the characters, but the show, there's things that irk me, but I still really enjoyed it, and I couldn't wait for the next episode. So I feel that the season three will be more of the same, but I think they probably have had time to fix some of the things that were wrong with the show. And maybe they, you know, took some notes and they took some, you know, some feedback from what was coming on from, you know, from fans. And this one looks to be the best one of the three. So here's hoping.
Okay. And is this where they're introducing Red Hood, or did they do that already?
This is where they're doing it. Because they introduced Jason, what, season two? Yeah, season two, okay. They introduced Jason. Or and, late season one of the two. I can't remember. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I know it comes out August 12th. No way that I'm going to get to it by then, but I will get to it eventually.
I'll get
unless
there.
They end up tying it into the Arrowverse.
They won't.
Which you never know. No. Nah. So the co-creator of Titans is Akiva Goldsman, who is also the co-creator of Star Trek Picard. Mm-hmm. And for season two, it has just been revealed that he is actually going to be the co-showrunner on Picard. They had Michael Chabon on season one. Mm-hmm. So season two is going to be Terry Matalas, who did the 12 Monkeys show.
Okay.
And also Akiva Goldsman, apparently. And Captain Picard Day, which, you know, someone online pointed out, there is no actual Captain Picard Day specified in terms of, like, dates in the Next Generation. Like, they have Captain Picard Day, but now they celebrate it every year on a specific day.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird.
And it's literally just a day that they made up.
Yeah, they just picked one randomly.
Yeah, it's, like, not in the show.
Yeah.
But whatever. So Picard Day was this week, apparently.
Apparently. Why couldn't they? Like, was that the day that episode aired?
I don't think so, because it was in June, and usually the show ends in May.
Yeah, so like why? So again, like it makes no sense why they would pick a day in June for it to be Picard Day. But anyway,
I mean, it's possible that they just had a new trailer for Picard to drop, and they were like, "We want to do this on Tuesday,
Picard Day."
So yeah, so Tuesday's Captain Picard Day. So anyway, they dropped the new trailer for season two. Now I know you haven't seen season one yet, right?
Correct.
Did you watch the trailer for season two or not?
Of course.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you were probably confused by it.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Everyone else was just as confused as you were.
Yeah.
Because no one really knows what's going on. But it seems as though, as they say, I think in the trailer or something, like time is broken, you know?
Okay.
So, I mean, like a lot of the stuff in there is like, looks like it's futuristic stuff. Like they have like new Starfleet, you know, deltas, which I'm sure will be available for sale in the very near future.
Of course.
And, you know, you see Seven of Nine, and she doesn't have her Borg implant, you know, that's a little weird. And she's wearing a wedding ring.
Sure is.
That's a little weird. And then the poster, of course, Q is involved, which is cool. So we finally
he's the headliner.
Look at Q. Yeah. Yeah. But the poster.
See, which, that's the only unfuturistic thing that I saw about this entire thing. I hate the poster.
Okay. But the poster is really intriguing because it certainly looks like a modern day city.
Yeah, it does. But at the same time, like when I saw it, I was like, well, dang, you know, nothing screams at me and says Star Trek more than a freeway system and a city skyline, man. I was just
in the shape of a delta, though, right?
Yeah, so, no, that's neat. But I was just like, this is not, I guess, what I was thinking or envisioning when we have a Picard show. It's like, you know what
true.
I mean
last year, you know what they did basically the same thing in like a vineyard, and it's like, okay, that makes sense because
well,
that's
yeah,
where Picard's at now.
Exactly. I get that, but yeah.
I mean, the thing to me is it's like showing that poster, what that says is just like, this is the modern day, like this is 2022, you know, or 2021, whatever it is. And it's like, what does that mean? We have no idea, you know? I mean, I guess with 12 monkeys, you know, and everything, it makes sense that Metalis is doing time travel. You know, I mean, that seems to be his thing.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a really big fan of Back to the Future. He owns a DeLorean and stuff like that.
Cool.
So, you know, time travel is his deal. Makes sense if he's going to be doing Star Trek, he's going to do time travel.
Yeah.
So we shall see. It's coming out in 2022. So we've got, you know, some more Star Trek before that. And, you know, I forgot to mention, but we also got some reveals for Star Trek Prodigy, the new animated series.
Mm-hmm.
They did a cast list and everything like that, and character breakdowns and stuff, and some shots, and it looks pretty cool. Dee Bradley Baker, who's the voice of all the clones.
Dee Bradley Baker's a legend.
Yeah, he's going to be in it as a blob, mm-hmm. so, named Murph. So so that's cool. yeah, it looks like it'll be good. So I think we know that Lower Decks is first. I think it's on like August 12th or something like that.
Can't wait.
And then after that is, I believe it'll be Prodigy. And then after Prodigy, I think it'll be Discovery.
Okay.
And then after Discovery, I think it's going to be Picard in 2022, and then Strange New Worlds.
Strange New Worlds. Okay.
That's my guess. So.
All right. Trek gonna give it to you.
See. Yep. Yep. Oh well. So, Assassin's Creed. Are you a fan?
Not really. But I know a lot of my friends are. They've played those games. And really yeah. enjoy them. I have not, actually. So, but from what I hear from them, it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like an interesting concept. I mean, the only video game that I play is MLB The Show, but, you know, it's just me.
Hey, I hear you. That's all I'm playing right now.
Yep. But they're doing a live-action Netflix series, and okay. they have a showrunner now. It is Jeb Stuart, who apparently... It has a relationship with Netflix because he does the show Vikings Valhalla, which is a spinoff of Vikings. Hmm. I haven't seen either of these shows.
I've seen Vikings.
Is it good?
I like it.
Yeah. We haven't, yeah. Not enough to watch the spinoff.
I haven't gotten around to it. There's okay. so much.
All right. That's true. There is so much. Well, Jeb Stuart, you know, in addition to doing Vikings Valhalla and everything, he is also the writer of Die Hard and The Fugitive.
Mm-hmm.
So
classics.
Yeah. So the fact that he is doing a TV show is cool. Now I feel like I need to watch Vikings Valhalla, but Assassin's Creed is his new project. And, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't going to watch an Assassin's Creed show, but now I might.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay.
Yeah.
We shall see.
So this is a weird one. They sent out a press release for a new movie directed by Doug Liman called Everest, which is set in 1921 about, you know, some people climbing Mount Everest.
Okay. Who are the people climbing Mount Everest?
Well, that's the thing, which is weird. They have like a full cast already, and it includes like Ewan McGregor and stuff like that. It's just bizarre because like Ewan McGregor, Sam Heughan, the guy from Outlander, mm-hmm. and then Mark Strong, and it's like that's cool and all, but at the same time, like, I mean, right now he's shooting his like Tom Cruise Goes to Space for Real movie and everything mm-hmm. like that. Like, it just seems strange that like this is so far along that they have a cast together for this movie.
Yeah,
that's, you know, who knows when they're actually going to shoot it.
Yeah,
but. I mean, I love Doug Liman, you know, okay. Go Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, yeah. all that stuff is great, you know, Edge of Tomorrow and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll watch anything that he does. So,
okay.
Yeah. So did you see Nobody?
I did not see Nobody. Was it good? Did you? I know you saw it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
Highly recommended.
Okay.
Bob Odenkirk, of course.
He's a funny guy.
Yeah, White Sox fan, apparently. He was just Yeah, the second episode of the new White Sox official podcast, so that's cool.
There's a White Sox official podcast?
Yeah, it's called Sox Degrees, and it's with Len Casper and Jason Benetti. They're radio announcer and TV announcer, so
okay.
pretty good. But
that's pretty cool.
They had Odenkirk on episode 2, which is cool.
Okay.
So they did an interview with the director of Nobody on Joe Blow. And in that interview, he let slip that the writer is working on a sequel.
Okay.
So that's cool. I'm down for that.
Okay,
it's a,
cool.
It's a very fun movie.
Okay, I'll have to check that out at some point.
Yeah. So are you a Blackula fan?
I don't know if I would say fan. Have I seen Blackula? Yes.
Okay.
Because of course I have.
I had never seen it up until this Halloween, and they showed it at a drive-in in town. So my wife and I went, and I mean, it was a lot of fun. They had like a recorded introduction from the director.
Oh, cool.
Who was just, I don't know, he was just like basically rambling for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, those are, like, well, those are the best.
You know, like he did it in his backyard, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, talking about, he's like, well, you know, I feel like if I make a werewolf movie, then I can retire. But then again, you never know. I could make a Western, you know, like he's going on and on about this stuff. But yeah, I mean, seeing the movie, I thought it was a lot of fun. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Still haven't seen the sequel, Scream, Blackula Scream. But the director was talking about how he did not like that movie.
Oh.
They offered it to him and he's like, this is dumb.
Okay.
I don't want to do this. But whatever. Curious to see whether or not he's going to be on board with a new Blackula sequel, which is in development, directed by Dion Taylor, the director of Fatale. Did you see Fatale?
I did not.
It's, I'm not going to say that it's good, but it's entertaining because it's crazy.
Okay.
Yes. What intrigues me about this more than anything is the fact that even though in the headlines and everything, they're like, oh, Blackula reboot is coming. It's not a reboot. They're like, it's a sequel to the other two movies.
Yeah. That's what's like confusing. It's like, we got to get our adjectives for this correct.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, everybody has their buzzwords, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I'm down with a Blackula sequel. Why not?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. All right. And finally, light news week, but finally, there have been rumors for a while now that Vin Diesel was going to be in the Avatar sequels.
Okay.
And
what type of bender is he going to be? Probably an earthbender, right? Because that makes more sense for Vin Diesel to be an earthbender. Maybe I can see a firebender, but definitely not an earthbender. Definitely not an airbender, and definitely not a waterbender.
I think you're thinking of the wrong avatars.
I'm thinking of Avatar, the one and true Avatar. But okay. I know exactly what you mean.
Yes, James Cameron's Avatar, and MTV interviewed Vin Diesel because obviously he's doing press for F9 right now.
Yeah,
and they asked him about the rumors. And did you watch the video of Vin Diesel? Okay. He was like, they just asked him, like, are you in the Avatar sequels? And he's like, I've met with James Cameron. I've spent some time with him, but I have not filmed anything for Avatar yet. And they're like, wait, you said yet? So that means it's happening? And he's like, I love James Cameron. I love him so much. And I think it's safe to say that the two of us will be working together at some point. And it's like, man, Vin Diesel, you are just terrible at this.
Yes.
You are terrible at not revealing what you're doing, you know?
It's so funny.
Oh, well, improv is not his strong suit, I guess. You know?
No, it's not. Speaking of Vin Diesel, did you see the rumors about like the possibility of a Jurassic Park and Fast and Furious like combo, a team up thing?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and I did see like the origins of that, and it was really something there that someone asked like Justin Lin, like, oh, if Fast and Furious and Jurassic Park are both owned by Universal. Mm-hmm. Is there a chance that the two of them will, you know, but tie in together, whatever? And he was like, you never know, you know, like one of those things. And then people are like, oh, you see that? We never know. And it's like, well, you do if you, you know, use like deductive reasoning and stuff like that. But, you know, of course, all the headlines are like, it's happening. And, you know, to that point, like, if they did it, I'd be like, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about it. It's just like it's not out of the realm of possibility for the Fast and Furious franchise. And honestly, the best thing that's come out of it is like all the jokes. And the best joke is just like, you know what these Velociraptors don't have? Family. Like,
yeah. And it's true because they were all like genetically created, right?
Exactly.
So. yeah, you know, like, obviously F9 coming out this week, you know, a couple months ago, I was like, we should watch all of them because my wife hadn't seen any of them. Mm-hmm. And she agreed to watch the first one with me, I think just because, she felt bad for me or something like that. I don't know. And she's like, I don't know why you thought I would like that movie. I don't know why you like that movie. This is terrible. I'm not watching anymore. And I'm like, okay, fine. You know, and like the whole time I was like, you gotta, you know, it's about the evolution. You gotta see where it goes. You gotta
give it a chance.
You gotta give it a chance. And then, but that pretty much ended it. And then the next week I found out that like theaters were doing these Fast Friday screenings, mm-hmm. where like every Friday you could go see one of the Fast and Furious movies for free.
Amazing.
And I'm like, well, there's no way that there's a theater showing Too Fast, Too Furious that I'm not going to, you know?
Yep.
So she went with me to that, and she's like, this is terrible. And then she went with me to Tokyo Drift, and she's like, that was good. I like that one, you know?
Okay.
And now, you know, we just watched Fate of the Furious, and... But I mean, like with 5, 6, and 7, she's like, oh, man, I'm on board. Like, she's amazing.
She's hooked.
So we got to watch Hobbs and Shaw probably today, and then and then it'll be F9. Can't wait.
Excellent.
It's going to be amazing.
I can't wait.
Justice is coming. Justice for Han. So, yeah.
It's about time.
It is about time. It's ridiculous. But whatever. I just watched Fate of the Furious this week, and I'm like, for the first time since the theater, and I'm like, how do they think this is okay? Like, what... This doesn't make it any sense at all.
I don't know.
My cat is trying to crawl into a box which is half the size of him, but
excellent.
Whatever. Anyway, sorry. I'm distracted. All right. So, Fast and Furious next week, mm-hmm. new Loki, new Bachelorette.
Yep.
I'm sure there's other stuff that we're not thinking. Oh, you know what else is that next week? Long Halloween, Part 1.
Oh, that's right.
On Tuesday. Yeah.
That's right.
It's a big week.
It is a big week. I'm still debating whether I'm going to watch part one or wait a couple months and just have part two ready. Because I can't, like, with that book in particular, like, I mean, I know it so well. I'm not going to, like, start it and then, like, have something in, like, and just kind of leave it, like, halfway through. It's just like, I need the full thing. I need the full experience.
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying. I don't think I have that willpower.
Yeah, and like I know it too well. Like I can't. I'd be chomping at the bit too much for the second half if I only got to experience the first half of it.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I mean, do you remember like when they did the Death of Superman one?
Yeah,
and then they put them together and they showed both of them in theaters.
Oh, I don't remember that down here.
it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Though there's one where, like, surprisingly, you know, because, like, the comics, obviously, the after he's dead is way better than before he dies, in mm-hmm. my humble opinion. But
well, the fight's great.
Oh, the fight's fine. Yeah, the fight's fine. But, you know, it's like, okay, that's a big fight. But then afterwards, it's like, wow, this is really interesting to see what this world is like without a Superman, hence the mm-hmm. title.
Yep.
You know, and you know, I mean, it's the Superboy thing. And maybe I'm biased because, like, that Reign of the Supermen story is, like, what got me into comics. Like, okay. You know. But
I mean, I have vivid memories of going in the comic store, picking up Superman 75. Like, I still have my copy of the, like, the gravestone copy.
Yeah.
Like, I still have mine from 1993. So
I tried to get it. I missed it. I walked in as they were selling the last copy, but yeah.
Yep.
I have two.
I have one with the black, with like the black cover and everything.
Yeah.
And I have the four the new Superman covers, like for their respective issues when they came out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I got those things. You know I got it.
That's great. That's great. But yeah, I for some reason, when they did that as a movie, like I thought that the first part was a lot better than the second part. Like I felt like they improved the story in The Death of Superman.
Okay. They did a reverse killing joke.
Yeah, and then they scaled things back for the second half, which was disappointing. But I do have hopes for Long Halloween. I think it'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
We shall see.
We shall.
Yeah. But until then, Lance, where can people find you on the internet?
They can find me at Sir Lance Laster on all of my social medias. And you can find me over on the United Federation of Podcasts talking about all the things that make Arrow Arrow on Always Hold On to Arrow. And you can find us on Twitter at Do Not Fail Our Pod.
All right. And you can find me on Twitter and Letterboxd at Mumbles3K. And you can also find me on my website, filmdamagepod.com, doing a show called Film Damage. All right. Well, thanks for listening. And until next week, go Sox.
Go Astros, baby. Going for that sweep today.
Join the revolution. Join the Nerd Party.